From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Officials look for terrorism suspect. Belgium prosecutors say one man who was arrested in anti-terrorism raids Sunday in Brussels has been charged in connection with the November 13th Paris attacks. The suspect was not identified. Officials say 15 other people arrested have been released. Police are continuing to look for the top Paris massacre suspect, Salah Abdeslam. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel says the danger of attacks remains.
We have serious indications that an attack on or attacks on different locations at the same time can take place. And that's why we have taken these measures.
The Belgian capital, Brussels, remains on the highest level of alert. Secretary of State John Kerry says there is no question he would like to see U.S. efforts to fight the Islamic State move faster. He said President Barack Obama has to make the decision as to which options to choose. He commented Monday in Abu Dhabi, where he is holding talks with UAE and Saudi officials. A Palestinian attacker stabbed two Israelis at a gas station on the edge of the West Bank on Monday. One of the two Israelis has died. The Palestinian was shot and killed by authorities. Earlier, Israeli police in Jerusalem shot and killed one Palestinian teenager and wounded another after the two stabbed an elderly man with scissors. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced tighter controls on Palestinian vehicles in the West Bank. The United States has imposed sanctions on four Burundians it says have contributed to the turmoil in the Central African country. President Barack Obama took the action against the four men in an executive order that was issued on Monday. For more on that, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.